Dating in LA, y'all already know, it is a hot mess. I don't have to meet someone the traditional way.
Welcome to the Paisa Noel Show, hashtag PNS, woop woop, a talk show based in LA, California, where most of the guests reside. I'm your host, Paisa Noel, a Southern girl from Charlotte, North Carolina, that's now stamped a Cali girl after almost 20 years living in SoCal. I'm a former professional dancer turned talk show creator whom, throughout my crazy up and down journey, has met some fascinating people with incredible stories, many of them including their LA lifestyles and journeys through the entertainment industry. However, regardless of your location and profession, if you want to hear authentic stories and be inspired to take that risk and go for a dream, this show is for you, honey. PNS aims to motivate, teach, and spark inspiration as the guests openly and honestly share their experiences, highs and lows, lessons, and tips. Oh, and last but not least, on the Paisa Noel Show, we will always find that laugh, which means that we will have at least a sprinkle of humor in each episode. All right, y'all, let's elevate and let's laugh. Leah is a product manager by trade, a mother, a leader, an incredible friend, a creative and extraordinary party and events planner, and the list goes on. She is the queen of our group of friends, and she consistently threw the best fun-filled creative parties. Any excuse to have a party, the Emmys, Super Bowl, Scandal Night, Game of Thrones Night, anything, Leah would throw it. It's because of her that we now have a tight-knit LA family, as I call it, that can never be broken. I am inspired by Leah's determination, willingness, and openness to try something new in order to get what she wants, specifically in the field of dating and finding quote-unquote the one, which we will dive into more in a bit. I am also impressed with how she always has a job as a freelancer. That sister makes things happen. She is a queen and she got skills. And that's why I admire her and I love her.
Dating in LA. Y'all already know, it is a hot mess.
It's hard. I've been asking everybody about their journey.
It's really hard. It's really hard to date in LA. It's really hard to find like an authentic, genuine, sincere guy. I was out here for 12 years, found no one. You know, I dated a few people, but no one, I think, no one longer than 6 months, you know, and no one that I said I love you to, never got that deep. Then fast forward, I think it was probably October 2014. I had downloaded this app called Tinder.
Oh, we talked about that with
Tinder. Tinder. You know, everyone's like, that's the hookup app. I'm like, no, it's
not. That's what we say, but some other people have had some good stories.
I think Tinder is just very, whatever purpose you're using it for, it's good because you can be very direct. I actually would read people's profiles, not just look at the pictures or whatever. I would read people's profiles and see like who sounded like they could have some potential there. But I've probably been on the app for like a year and obviously hadn't met anyone like significant on there. I was about to delete the app again, but I swiped right on this one guy. He was from the Midwest, his profile said. I was like, okay, you know, stereotype about the Midwest is just, you know, they're like close with their family and things like that. They got some good values. So profile didn't come off as cocky and just very like down to earth. So I swiped right. And he had already swiped on me. So we were a match. He sent me the first message. I think I still have the screenshots of our very first like conversation, our very first interaction. The very first weekend that we were in communication, he was driving to San Diego. He was texting me the entire time, like voice texting me.
I was like, wait a minute.
I know, right? 2 hours of just, you know, back and forth, back and forth. But it was great conversation, even if it was via text. You know, he actually spoke on the phone like the next day. And that was nice, too. I was like, okay, he does not sound like a crazy person. So that's good. First date was at Castle Park in Sherman Oaks, mini golf. He dropped like the golf club on my toe at one point. I was like,
oh my God, come on now, Joel.
I thought he broke my toenail. It was a mess. He said, ay, ay, ay. Like, in real life. But anyway, so we had a great time mini golfing and we didn't want the night to end. But when he walked me to my door, I still only gave him a hug and he will tell you to this day that I gave him a bougie ass church hug. Pat on the back, butt out.
He's so funny.
Like no contact of the lower body. Yeah, but okay, it was a great time.
It looked like he progressed, so that's good.
Yeah, we eventually progressed beyond that. I just realized, after continuing to talk to him, I just wrote down, I said, there's something about this one. He's obviously, even at this point, like very different from anyone I've ever met. And so I just said, meeting Joel, it was great to just continue to be myself. I was really glad that I hadn't allowed myself to become like jaded after, bad experiences and, unsuccessful dating. He never took advantage. He just always treated me very well. A way that I had never been treated before by anyone except my father.
Okay, so fast forward. They got married and they have two kids.
Going back a little bit, did you have a type?
I thought I had a type. I'm a black woman, so I thought I would end up with a black man. My type is not like, 6 foot, whatever skin tone. I just always assumed that I would end up with a black dude, period. Mm-hmm. But I think at some point, after dating unsuccessfully for so long, I just maybe thought, expand your horizons a little bit, think outside the box, be open to someone different. I think that was also part of the reason why I went on to Tinder, realizing that I don't have to meet someone in the traditional way, I also have a friend who ended up with someone who was not her type either, but she's married and has a child, and she's like, look, I ended up with this guy who is not my type, but she's like, best decision I ever made. So yes, I assumed I would end up with a black dude. Joel is a Jewish dude.
Insert, he's non-black, white to be specific, and his religion is Jewish. All right, we on the same page? All right, let's go.
And he's so funny.
Joel has been to black church before. Bless him, because I think the first time he went to church was Easter. And he was like, this is long.
Yeah, that's an adjustment. If you're not used to it.
He was like, I've never seen this liturgical dance before. Don't call it. Do I have to take this communion? No, you don't. I got that question. How's that going to work? Mm-hmm. You're Christian, and he's Jewish. Yeah, there's like a fundamental difference there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think what was important and what made me happy was just that we respect each other's differences in religion. But at the end of the day, like, you want someone to be a good person with love in their heart, mm-hmm. and for them to behave that way in all that they do. So if they don't associate that with Jesus, that's all right.
Yeah.
But you still exemplify, like, those characteristics, that's okay. Like, that's what I want. He is not the person that's like, well, I don't want you, exposing our children to Jesus.
Yeah.
And even though he's been to church and yeah, there's been some things that he's seen at black church, it's not something that he grew up around, but it's not something that makes him, shy away from us exposing our kids to it and including our kids in, in Christianity. So, but yeah, open up your eyes, open up just expand your horizons. Don't put yourself or anyone in a box, just be open to all things. We're all worth it too.
Yeah.
Don't delude yourself into thinking for whatever reason that you are not worth someone's best, because you are. Just keep hope alive, people.
Yeah.
Stay positive. Keep your head up, be happy with yourself. It sounds cliche. You gotta love yourself.
You deserve the best. All right. Oh, now we're not being corny. So. All right. Thank you guys for joining us. And have a good one. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you for tuning in to the Paisa Noel Show, hashtag PNS. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode, got something out of it, and found that laugh somewhere. To visually see these stunning guests in their full extended season 1 interviews, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel at the Paisa Noel Show PNS, as that's where it all began. If you're feeling the PNS podcast, please hook a sister up with a fantastic rate and review. All right. Okay. Last but not least, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Paisa Noel Show. Blessings, love, and laughter, y'all. Peace out.